Hey guys, welcome to the Walking Dead After Show here on AfterBuzz. We have the season finale, and we're going to get into it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys.
Hello.
We are here for the season 7 finale, episode 16 of The Walking Dead.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And we're excited.
We are excited.
We are definitely excited. The season comes to a very climactic ending.
I have a lot of emotions right now.
Yeah. So, as you guys see, Ben Bateman is not joining us. He was playing magic or something that this week.
Whatever.
But we're going to hold it down without Ben. Real quick, if you are watching us, make sure to subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Make sure to like, comment. We're in the chat right now. Daryl is taking over the chat. And if you're listening to us online, you know, check us out on iTunes, everything. Subscribe, leave a rating, leave a, comments and stuff like that.
Yes.
Helps us out there. Also joining me on the panel, start at that end, Daryl.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the season finale. I'm Daryl Kristen. You can follow me at DerrillChriston.
Yes, you guys can find me at Susanna underscore Kim, SusannaAh underscore KIM.
And I am John Carl, THEJOHNCARLE on Twitter, Instagram, and then Whiskey and Waffles on YouTube. Let's get right into the episode. It was an interesting start to the episode. The way that it played out, it was a very short cold open.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we didn't have really full context for what was going on until we got some reveals later on. And it's Sasha listening to some music, and you know, she starts going through this whole little inner monologue. And then it cuts right into the theme and then goes right back to her. And usually there's a commercial cut in there, so that was a little interesting. What'd you guys think about how it started different to, you know, most of the way basically the entire rest of the series has gone so far?
Right. I mean, I like that they got right into it. Definitely it being a finale, I was anticipating a lot of action. So when they did that, I was like, okay, good. You're obviously saving the time for the meat and, like, you know, the really good stuff. So that's how I felt.
Well, here's the thing. I was really excited at the beginning. You know, I have some things that we'll get into later on in the episode, but I was excited at the beginning because I love the show so much, and I was ready to see where it was going to end tonight, you know, so it was a good start.
I also like the idea of seeing where she was and not knowing exactly where she was, you know, because it was dark, she had the headphones in. I kind of thought, was she still in her cell? But it wasn't the case, so you weren't sure exactly what was going on.
Right, because up to that point, like, you know, we had seen they'd done a few things to make her a little more comfortable in the cell, but we hadn't seen her, like, she was wearing headphones.
Right.
And we hadn't seen her get that as a gift. So I was like, okay, when did that happen? And everything like that.
And of course, all of us seeing so much of her, we were all like, oh, she's done.
She's done.
This is her goodbye tour.
We're waiting for the big finale, like the big bang, you know?
Going into this episode, who did you think was going to bite it? Did you think it was going to be Sasha the entire time? Or did it just evolve as we started seeing how much of this episode revolved around her?
I mean, here's the I don't want to take over for you, but here's the thing. At the beginning, it set it up like it was going to be Sasha, and like the you know, the finale that we all have been expecting and predicting throughout this season, and Rosita too, you know, in a lot of ways. And it was not that, you know. So once again, you know, to the credit of The Walking Dead, AMC, they definitely set a tone for something that they switched it on us, you know.
Right.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was expecting Sasha the whole time. The second they brought Abraham out, I was like, uh-oh, he's just welcoming her to the afterlife,
exactly,
you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's how I saw it. But while the show progressed, there were definitely times where I was like, oh, it might be Eugene, or oh, it might be Carl, or oh, you know, so I had I had doubts, but overall I knew Sasha was going to bite it.
Yeah, I went into the episode thinking there was going to be one major death, and especially the way the past 2 weeks have gone, I definitely thought it was going to be Sasha. The focus on her in this episode actually made me think, though, and, you know, when we were watching, I mentioned it, I thought that was a red herring. I thought it was going to be, they were going to get you so prepared that it was going to be Sasha, that it was going to have a surprise element when it was somebody else. But we'll get to how she actually bit it, and pun intended on that one. Yes, I did that.
Yeah.
And then, so we come back after the first time we see her in what we now know is the casket, and you see Rick and all of the Alexandrians talking to Dwight. What were your feelings during that scene?
I mean, it's still so hard. Even with the episode being over, I'm still not totally sure where Dwight is. even when everything popped off at the end, I still wasn't sure, like, with the, my two question marks were Eugene and Dwight. I felt like when, you know, everything popped off, I would kind of have a more clear idea of what side they were landing on, but I'm still not sure. So I'm a little confused with Dwight. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of played it where it was like, you could go either way, you know what I mean? And it wasn't just, I thought it was going to be so blatant in our face where we would see either side or whoever died or whatever, and it was not delivered that way, which is, you know, the credit to the AMC and Walking Dead, where they definitely left us with a cliffhanger, you know?
I mean, I think Dwight, I think he did the things he said he was going to, like, you know, it was taking down a few trees and stuff like that to slow their progress, and then, you know, he didn't have a clear shot. Like, there was no point where, after the big reveal happens, that he could have taken out Negan or pulled a shot off or anything like that. So he had to remain undercover. And I think he stayed true to his word in this episode of, I want to take him out. We have to do it now. And the second that he sees what happens there, you know, it's like, oh, okay, we don't have the shot to do that right now. Right.
Exactly. From the chat, D. Spen said, I figured Sasha was going, no doubt. And then Jarrett Venos, V-E-N-O-S, said, why is Rosita still alive? I wish she died instead. there's a lot of, like, people are still confused, actually, on the chat. So it's interesting.
Yeah. So then we start seeing the gathering happen, and you know it's all going to come to this big moment. Somebody is going to take a shot, or you know, you're going to get the moment where Negan and his entire crew makes it to Alexandria,
right?
And you know, we have the warning from Dwight that it's happening. What I thought was interesting is we didn't get any closure on the Gregory stuff. I was really expecting some moment from Gregory in this, of him being, you know, ratting somebody out or something along those lines.
That's,
and we didn't get that. We just got, he left. That's all we know so far.
And where is he?
I'd imagine he's at the sanctuary.
At the sanctuary?
That's
yeah.
my guess.
Yeah. I love that we know that it's the sanctuary.
There have been certain things that Ben and I, as the comic book readers, we try not to say the names of it. Because it's like, okay, it's a cool moment when it's like the saviors are in the sanctuary and all stuff like that. But yeah, now we can finally call it what it is.
Yeah, so now we have a name for them.
Henrietta R. calls the the garbage people the damn garbage pail kids. By the way,
damn, so,
taking them back in the day, right there.
Yeah, the scavengers. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and you know, we see this whole gathering of troops and everything like that, and that's where we get the reveal that the kingdom is on their way to help out, and we see Morgan reappear, and it's the first time they've seen him since the incident with Richard.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And it was interesting to me that they even asked, like, have you killed somebody with that? And he's like, that's Walker blood.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And you can see it's sharpened and it's bloody. And he's definitely a different person. The only thing for me that was kind of weird, I feel like the Richard thing was a weird way for him to decide, okay, now we should go against the saviors, you know? Because that was Richard's doing, you know? So I felt like that was a weird reason for him to change his whole mentality now. But, I mean, obviously I get it because we're at war, but...
Yeah, he said, like he said, I'm stuck.
Right.
Yeah, that was the attitude where he felt that it was... He didn't have alternatives
Another
at
choice,
that point.
Yeah.
Well, I have mixed opinions, obviously, about this episode, but one thing I did like is the fact that we saw everybody fighting together. You know what I mean? It's like, you saw, you know, the uniting of the troops. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that made me feel like, okay, we're going to take some people down and, you know, like, really get to the nitty-gritty of where this needs to go on the next level. You know.
So then we get back to Alexandria. And in Alexandria, and by the way, this entire time, of course, we're seeing Sasha in the casket, and she's having flashbacks to the moment, which I believe was right before the trip where they were headed up to Hilltop, which is where Abraham gets killed.
Right, right.
So we're getting that ongoing. And then we're getting the moments with Sasha and Maggie when they were sitting out just overlooking a field and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, wow, they're hitting us really hard with this. So it was like... That's why, again, I kept getting the, oh, maybe this is a red herring. Maybe somebody else is going to get it.
Because it's two on the head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very dreamlike, the way they were shot.
Yeah, there was a little bit of an ethereal vibe to it and stuff. But then we get everybody doing their preparations in Alexandria, and probably what was one of our favorite, like, awkward moments of the entire episode, where the leader of the scavengers looks over... to Rick and is like, yeah, when this is over, I'm laying with him.
Yeah, what? Excuse me? When that happened, we were all like, did that just happen?
Yeah,
did
she really just weird.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, good for her trying to
get tribal mentality, I guess, like leader of one tribe and leader of another. Like,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Maybe he should have done it before they got turned on.
I agree. My favorite person in this episode was Shiva. Shiva gets a 10 star for me tonight because, you know, we've been waiting for Shiva to like come in and like kind of kick some ass, and tonight definitely happened.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So we get the setup, and you get that awkward moment. Of course, we see Rosita planting the bombs and everything like that. And that's where, you know, finally when the saviors pull up and you see that it's Eugene on the truck.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, you know, are they gonna sacrifice one of their own for it to be the first shot?
Right.
And we saw Rick was ready to make that move. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that we've talked about that we didn't really love about Rick for certain parts of this season is he felt like a weaker version of Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even though he had been planning and doing stuff behind the scenes, he had been somewhat subservient, at least in the eyes of Negan, to Negan.
Sure. Right.
But then he makes the call and he gives the signal and they press the button and everybody drops down. But it's only really the, you know, the Alexandrians that are dropping down,
right.
and you kind of look at it in hindsight of like, oh, the scavengers knew that wasn't going to go off.
Yeah, that was an awkward moment for sure. It was definitely I didn't see it coming, and it was nice to see Rick as his old self again. It was like, oh, that's Rick. That's who we know. Where he, you know, had his speech. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. I love all of that. But yeah, man, when Rosita hit that button and didn't go off, at first I thought maybe, did you guys not do it right? Rosita, did you not learn enough from your boyfriend?
From her ex-boyfriend military training, yeah.
Was that not enough? But yeah, once I realized, okay, the guns are turning on them, I did not expect that
I
didn't predict that.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I think one thing that we've fallen into is there was a lot of times where during the course of the season we were worried that there were things that were too paint by number,
right?
And that's one thing that I don't think any of us saw coming.
No,
like,
not
you know,
at all.
I definitely expected the kingdom to come and to make a save and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But I thought it was going to be because Negan decided to send more men and they were overcoming Alexandria and the scavengers and stuff like that. I was not expecting the scavengers to be on the opposite side of this war.
And it makes so much sense, though, because the scavengers are so black and white and they would go for a better deal because, you know, they're not really playing for their hearts, you know?
I agree. But it pissed me off, though. I'm going to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
Like, I wanted to take, you know, homegirl down.
Who was, I know.
But can we talk about, like, they essentially have this MO of we just take, we don't bother. They're kind of like in Star
Trek. But is that true, though?
Well, no, that's the thing. It's kind of like Star Trek, where they're like, we just go and observe all these societies, but we don't mess with them.
Right.
Every single Star Trek movie is them messing with other societies.
Very true.
And I felt like that's exactly what these people are. It's like you were just a bunch of opportunistic hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll say you're not going to interfere.
Whatever deals better for the situation, that's what they take.
But just admit that's what your MO is in the first place.
Though. It's really
still
BS.
Parasites.
Yeah. Like, I say, Rick, take them down.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And to know now that she already knew that and then said that thing about laying
with
Rick.
It pisses me off.
Oh,
actually.
Even grosser. And then I love what you said, how you're like, oh, so does she have that deal with Negan too? Or
I can't see Negan.
I'm
going
with Jared Vinos. He said, never trust the garbage people. And most people are giving this episode like a 7 to like 8.5.
Okay. I mean, I should have known it from her hair and from the way they talk. Why do you have to talk like that?
Could you sound more judgmental, Susanna?
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm so over it.
I ain't mad at you, though, girl.
No.
I ain't mad at you.
Oh, and my... There we go. Chair just sunk down on me. That was awkward.
Join us up here.
So I think the one time where I got a little bit of an indication that something was going to go wrong was when you had Michonne and the other, the scavenger, up on the lookout spot.
Their exchange.
And their exchange was just slightly more awkward than what the other ones had been.
Yeah. I just thought the girl was weird. I was like, see, why are you talking like that? But no, it was that she was...
Yeah, she's like, yeah, we win. And it's not...
Something.
It's you know, who do you consider we? And
double
she's...
Double entendre, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then, of course, stuff hits the fan. Yeah. And, you know, they realize that they're not going to win all this. And that's where we get the whole big reveal of everything that had happened with Sasha.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting that she did have one last conversation with Eugene where he's like, you know, have you decided that you don't need the cold medicine that I gave you? And she's like, no, I'm good. And then not good, but she was like, no, I'm not planning on doing that. And I think what she was saying herself was, I'm not going to kill myself for the sake of killing myself. But she also goes, I'm not going to live with it either.
So
that was where it was like, okay, I'm going to make the sacrifice.
Right.
Because I know something is going to come out of this.
Right.
And so we're thinking that Eugene was completely unaware of Sasha's plan. Is that right?
I do think so.
Okay. Because he was saying, like, oh, with what they're planning. So I wasn't just thinking, you know? Yeah. I wonder if he thinks that he's not really on their team and if maybe.
I think he thinks in some way
he was still helping Sasha with the iPod and all that.
See, with their planning, I thought he was talking about the Alexandrians because he had gotten the hint of what was coming down, and Sasha knew somebody was going to die. Negan, she even negotiated Negan down, which was a little shocking to me that Negan even made that move. I guess he really, really wanted her to switch sides when this was over and show that he's not that bad of a guy.
He was doing a lot.
Yeah.
Bending over backwards.
Yeah, so she's like, yeah, one person needs to die.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we see her, she's listening to the iPod, and she's listening to the music, and she pops the pill in the water. And it was interesting because Negan is, of course, like knocking on the coffin, and it's like, yep, Sasha, you in there?
Hello.
You in there?
Yeah. And but then, I mean, her plan was very.
But it
contingent.
Was kind of weak, though. I mean, I get with let's see here. Henrietta R said, I was disappointed with Sasha's death. It was weak. You know, like it was weird.
I kind of get that. It was very contingent on him opening the door right then. I mean, how is she going to know at that point if you're already turned? How do you know that the coffin wasn't delivered to Rick and Rick opens it? You know what I mean? Like, that's such like a risky plan to go with, in my opinion, you know?
There was definitely a risk associated with it, but I do think that Negan pretty much laid it out for her how that was all going to go down.
Right.
So that's why he was like, you know, you don't have to do this the whole way. We could put you in there when you get a little bit closer kind of
right.
thing.
Right. But it does make a lot more sense why they stood it up the way they did so she would be ready to just, you know, take him out. Because when they did stand that coffin up, it was a weird image. We were all kind of like, it looks odd seeing a coffin up on its side, you know, vertical like that. So that was interesting.
I agree.
It happens in wrestling once in a while. So
yeah. Well, I know you know all about that.
It was WrestleMania tonight as well. So yeah. But then, of course, that's the moment where everything just really hits the fan. People start opening fire and everything like that. And that's where the war starts going. And we see a few people get taken out, Alexandrians specifically, the cannon fodder Alexandrians, you know, to say it affectionately, because there's like, oh, there's a bunch of corpses there. None of them are people that we even know by name at that point.
yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, you talk about deaths on the show, and in theory, this community should be viewing people at least on a two-tier level. You like your people that are your leaders, and then there's everybody else. But like, they're seeing those corpses, and it's like, whatever. They're like, they didn't really care about them all that much. And then, of course, you get the, you know, the Michonne. She has her shot where she could be taking it. That's when I think I said it right before she turned, and I'm like, oh yeah, that girl's literally holding a gun to her face right now.
Right, yeah.
But was there an element of like, I don't want to say disappointment, but expectations? Did you expect something more dramatic for this episode?
I think the level of drama in the show is so heightened at this point that in any other show, one of your main characters literally killing themselves so they could attempt to kill your main antagonist is pretty damn dramatic.
True.
I mean, we've just had everything escalated in this show so much up to this point. Like, the season literally opened with two characters having their brains bashed in by baseball bats.
Very true.
Yeah, so I think the show, in a way, has spoiled us with the level of excitement and drama that comes around it. So something like this where, you know, it may be middle of the road, like a 7 or a 7.5 for me, in any other show would be a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
So.
And I think we saw, once again, the Negan person that we didn't like tonight. You know what I mean? Like, he came back to us a little
bit. Which I still love.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's, again, the villain that has a likable aspect to him, which is why when he does the really messed up stuff, it makes you care more.
I agree.
Unlike the governor, where it's like, the governor, I always disliked.
I always wanted him to die.
Yeah, there was never
no matter what, I wanted him to go down.
Yeah, he didn't make you laugh. Yeah. Like, Negan is really good.
Negan, like, flips it on you. It's like, one moment I like him, one moment I want him to, like, have, like, knives in his eyeballs.
He's still got charm. He's got that southern
charm.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's kind of like, it was hard for them to really surprise me, even though they did with the whole, I mean, with the initial surprise that we had in the episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I still was surprised, but it's kind of hard for an overall surprise, I guess, because the whole season was setting up for this war.
Yep.
So I kind of knew that was going to pop off. I agree, maybe a little disappointment with how Carol showed up, because the whole episode I was thinking, like, where's Carol?
More dramatic.
Where are they?
You know,
yeah.
Like, or just what is she going to take
different.
Down?
Yeah. But I can't imagine what it would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, before, I like Shiva coming
before
in.
Before you get to the kingdom, let's like talk about the setup for their reveal, because we all knew it had to happen. There's no way they... If they weren't going to show up and Hilltop wasn't going to show up, you wouldn't have even seen those scenes. You know, even the Jesus saying, I'm glad it's you being the one to make the decision and stuff like that to Maggie.
Right.
They wouldn't have even shown that. So, and it was funny because that was kind of like what Ben was describing last week, is it was kind of the battle from Lord of the Rings with Gandalf showing up out of nowhere.
Oh, right.
Because you got to this point where it looked like... I mean, you literally yelled out loud when we were watching it.
I did.
So
I had a moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it was when Rick
several moments,
Rick,
probably.
Yeah, Rick had already been shot in the side and then brought over to where Carl was, and he gives the speech of, like, you could do it in front of me, you could cut my hands off, I will kill you. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. I'm happy he didn't say someday or anything like that. But he gives, I will kill you, and you already all know you're dead.
Yeah.
And that's where Negan's like, okay, this guy will never bow to me.
But do you think that really affected Negan? Do you think that he's actually really scared of Rick doing
not at
that?
All. I think
because sometimes
knows.
I wonder, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, Negan's such a powerhouse, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, does he really get affected by Rick? Does he take those threats seriously?
No. I don't think he does.
It was nice to see him, though, in that vulnerable state where he was kind of like, that is the smell of, when things were popping off. He kind of did seem a little, out of his comfort zone. Yeah. So that was nice to see.
Yep. So then Negan pulls up. He takes the bat. He's about to wind up. And right as he's about to start that swing, that's when Shiva comes in from off camera.
I love it. I love Shiva.
Yep. But right before Shiva, you literally yelled out, like, a cry almost. Because you thought Carl was going to take it.
No, because I was like, listen, here's the thing. That would have been a great kind of like end of the season finale for Carl to be taken out. Yeah, but then when I didn't see that, I was like, okay, this is a lot going on. You know, what's going to be next? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that of course is the turn of the tide of, like, you know, what may affectionately be called like the Battle for Alexandria, where you have the kingdom and Hilltop all showing up, and now effectively you have five factions. You have 3-2 right now.
Yeah,
that's true.
And that's where, you know, we're going to see what is going to be the at least the first half of next season, which is going to be the war, because the battle lines have been very clearly drawn, and all of your major players, with the exception of Sasha, are still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
You still have
that's a good point.
You still have Dwight on the inside. You have all of Rick's people. You have Negan with all of his generals, with Eugene lying again to protect himself. Mm. But he didn't do anything. He could have done anything out of that scenario, but again, his instinct is, I'm going to be a survivor, and I'm going to say the thing that just keeps me alive.
Ugh. True.
Yeah.
Well, there's a battle going on the chat about, is Rick afraid? Is he not afraid? You know, and I don't know. I don't know if I think Rick's afraid. I don't think Rick's afraid of anything, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's.
I think it's all a game plan,
right?
With him, you know. What were you going to say?
No, yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think he's the weak Rick that we saw this season.
Yeah,
I feel, and I like that we ended the season having everyone kind of go back to their home bases and sort of recuperate. I feel like, because Negan's now saying, "Oh, we're going to war." I like that we're not going to just start the season in the middle of the war that we are in.
Right.
You know, I like that we're all going to go back, do a little more planning, kind of get our stuff together, and then go back out. So,
I do think it's going to go right into a fight in the first episode.
Off.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they could go back to more resetting and more planning. I think you're going right into at least planned skirmishes and stuff like
right,
that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what's the chat saying?
IMO says Rick is not afraid.
No,
and
I agree.
Negan knows it.
No, I agree. I am still a little bit shocked that Negan hasn't just decided to take Rick out. Like, there's something about that, and maybe it's just the challenge.
He won't, though. I don't think he will. He needs Rick in a lot of ways, because if he takes Rick out, like, look at the way it's gonna really affect the group overall.
Right.
I mean, no one, all of Rick's group will not respect him if he takes Rick out. You know what I mean? Like, that's theoretically, like, he's not going to get that vote. You know what I mean?
No, he's never going to get the vote. I think it's more so just, he feels the challenge that he's gotten Rick almost to the point of breaking him. Almost to the point of breaking him. And then he was able to come back. So that showed him he didn't fully take him down. Mm. And until he really feels like he won over Rick, which I don't know if he even cares about now. Now that it's a war. Now that it's a full-on war.
I don't know if he cares. Yeah.
Well, but that's why I think up until right there, that's why he was going to take out Carl and not take out Rick.
Right.
Because he's like, I still want these people to see their leader broken.
Right. And taking out Carl might have done that.
Exactly.
You missed that.
Yep.
Shiva took that away.
He's talking too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Had you talked a little less, you know, Shiva would have been too late.
Yep. So what do you feel about overall Sasser's decision? Like, she really gave all of these people a chance to fight Negan because of the sacrifice that she made.
Very true. I was surprised that it was Carl that made the first shot, right? After Sasha came out? Is it just me, or is it Carl that made the first shot that turned and hit the first?
Yeah, Carl turned and actually pulled off two shots really quick. He shot somebody, it looked like, in the stomach, and then turned and shot the other dude, like, right in the chest, and then everybody else followed up on it.
Yeah, I love that. So, in a way, like, he kind of initially, you know, made that first decision, but I do like Sasha. I mean, I kind of knew that Sasha would make a martyr sort of decision. I thought she would do something else with the pill other than taking it herself, because that's what was discussed already.
I agree. Yeah.
But, I mean, I still liked it. I thought
it'd be a little bit more dramatic. I thought it'd be a little bit more dramatic.
Or more action filled.
Or a little more action filled. Yeah.
Because we didn't see her actually, like,
especially after last week.
I don't know.
What we saw last week, the interaction with her and Eugene.
Yep.
I thought it'd be a little different this week, honestly.
Yeah. I think it was the right move for the character. I think she had run her course. I didn't know where else they were going to go with her. She had already gone to the point of being broken and, like, you know, sleeping.
Yeah, but her over Rosita, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't love Rosita as a character. I'm not going to say she's a better character. I just didn't know where you would go with Sasha at this point. That's more so it. She had, you know, all she had left was to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Right. I feel you.
Yeah, and that's part of what the show has always been, is what character is going to make that sacrifice to save other people? And we've seen it throughout every season of the show, is who's the one that's going to take it and let more people survive.
Live, right.
And that's what she had in her flashbacks with Abraham of, you know, if you're going to go out, you go out for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she did. She like I said, she helped turn the tide into what have essentially just could have been a massacre.
I agree.
Yeah. So.
Well, Lauren Hunt says she wanted to see more Lucille action, actually. So,
oh, very true.
Laura Hunt, I feel you on that. I wanted to see more Lucille action myself.
Yeah, Lucille's thirsty.
They got a lot of flack from that this season, which was still... It's one of those things where, as a comic book reader, like, it's like, okay, we're watching a show that's about zombies, and people are saying that something is too gory.
Right.
And that's still strange to me from the perspective of, we've literally seen people get ripped in half and their guts falling out, both living and the dead.
Right.
So I don't know why, when it's human on human, that's where it's like, oh, okay, that's where it becomes unacceptable. It's like, it's still people getting ripped apart. But I think they're going to be very cautious and judicious about how they use Lucille for the remainder of Negan being a character that's so important to the series.
Right. I think it's also because of the weight of who Lucille was taking out, Abraham and Glenn. It was even more, I feel like we felt it more. It was more empathy thrown towards it. Had we seen Lucille, you know, just taking out walkers and stuff, I feel like that's not as effective, but I see what you're saying. They'll probably dial it back a little.
There was also the aspect that it wasn't just one hit to the head like you would do with the walker. It was repeatedly going in, and then you see the viscera of, and, you know, just stuff sitting there looking wonderful on the ground. So,
I agree.
Yeah.
What would you rate the episode, though?
I would probably say this episode...
That's what's in the chat. Like, people are talking about that.
Yeah, for me, I would probably give it a 7. I thought it started really strong. Yeah. It did kind of feel like the scene from Lord of the Rings, where it's like everybody comes from outside and it saves the day. And it's great because it inspires people to fight back in what's to come. But it really was like a deus ex machina of these things all happened at the same time.
Yeah.
So. They even came in on horseback.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you literally had people on horseback.
Yeah.
Well, it was better than the bikes that some of the scavengers came in.
Right, in the dump trucks.
The bikes. I like the dump trucks. The bikes seemed a little kooky, but, you know. Yeah. What about you guys?
That's funny. I agree.
Oh, 7.5 for me.
Yep. Yeah.
7.5.
Yeah. Cool. Is there anything else? Oh, we didn't really fully touch on it. So at the end of the episode, we hear Maggie talking about the sacrifices that people have made, and Glenn in particular, she was just following his lead. And yeah. if it wasn't for Glenn making the decision to bring Rick in on the group in the first place in Atlanta, mm-hmm. none of this ever would have happened. And,
yeah.
and I don't think she's saying that in a tragic manner. I think she's definitely saying it in the perspective of, if this did not happen, we probably all wouldn't be here today.
Right. Yeah. It's because of the sacrifice that was made. Not yep. that they chose to, but it's because of that that they're able to be in the position they are now.
Yeah.
So the chat actually is giving it between 8.8 and 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
And,
nice.
You know, so it's actually higher than I thought the chat would give,
well,
honestly.
The chat is always usually a point and a half or so higher than me, so that doesn't surprise me. No. Everybody usually yells at me at some point, so I'm fine with my number being in the range that's expected. So,
yeah.
And then, of course, at the end, we also see when Daryl is closing up the gate, he sees the chess piece.
He does.
That says, didn't know.
Didn't know.
Didn't know.
Yep. And, yeah. of course, you know, we've seen multiple instances between Daryl and Dwight, especially with the chess piece, you know, when Daryl was escaping, when he flips over the chessboard and stuff
right.
like that. And I think that was one of those, he didn't need to do that. There, at that point, if he was really just messing with them, why would he have bothered doing that? Because
true.
You don't have that. Like, there was something about it that it was so thought out
mm-hmm.
that if you really were like, oh, wow, they're going to find me out, you wouldn't have done that.
Right.
I don't think he's a clever enough character to plan to continue misleading. That's why I do think he was sincere in everything he was going for with trying to actually help the Alexandrians and taking out Negan.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how he plays that out in the next season.
Yep.
So now we do know that he is sort of playing the saviors a little bit.
Yes.
Still thinking of his wife.
Yep. Yeah.
So one of the questions I was asked in the chat, what was your favorite moment from tonight's episode?
Favorite awkward moment was definitely the I'm going to lay with him.
Yeah.
And then I also really liked when they're pulling Rick over to be with Carl, and you hear the woman scream in the back, and you see the body. And they did a really good job of not revealing who that was.
Right. Mm.
Don't get me wrong. I 100% thought it was the scavenger, but I thought it was a great storytelling moment to... It's like, okay, Rick should be breaking because of this, and it made him not. And yeah. I like that about it.
Yeah.
True.
What about you guys?
I was kind of expecting when that happened that I would see a shot come from somewhere. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, okay, Michonne maybe made it, and now she's going to take someone out. Although yeah. I don't think she was close enough.
By the way, she got brutalized.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
her face.
Did.
Like,
yeah.
it was almost to the point where, like, when they went over there, and again, I think we got such a meaningful death out of Sasha that they weren't going to compound it with Michonne being dead as well, but the way she was like bruised up and everything was like bloated and everything mm-hmm. like that, it's like she almost looked like she had started to walk her up a little bit because of how badly that girl like was just pounding her face into the ground.
True. Absolutely. When they finally got back to her at the end, she wasn't breathing, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, where is she?
Yeah, and her eyes were so like blown up and
she
puffy.
Did a great
it's
job.
Like she literally could have opened her eyes and they could have been walker
exactly,
eyes.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
No. I think my favorite moment, obviously, was Shiva because I've been waiting for that moment for Shiva to fucking like, excuse my English, but like come in and like maul some motherfuckers.
Whole season.
And Shiva came in and represented. That's all I got to say. So finally, we saw some CGI that was good.
Yep. And
right,
I did
I
like
agree.
It wasn't just the first was the dive.
Yeah.
And then you actually saw the mauling, mm-hmm. and then you saw another dive.
You saw another dive.
Yeah. She looked great this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will
absolutely.
Admit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting because we joke about the CGI in certain episodes. And earlier, even in the episode, when you see her with the encounter with Morgan,
mm-hmm.
Shiva looked better, too. And I think it's literally just what the background is against Shiva, because, like, the sun is hitting it a certain way, and it's like, oh, okay, it looks better when there's, like, natural light hitting it versus
right.
in a well-lit stage, and it's like, oh, the tiger and the stage aren't lit the
right,
same.
Right, so. Which makes sense. The tiger does look more natural in its natural settings
yeah.
outside.
Yes. Yeah, walking through suburbia.
There you
yes.
go, yeah.
So, cool. Is there anything else we're forgetting? Because we're going to definitely get yelled at for the next...
for the next 8 months?
We'll give the chat
yeah. 5 months,
few
yeah.
seconds
well,
to...
Well, ask the chat.
Like, yeah.
What do you guys want us to cover that we haven't covered?
Yeah, so we'll go into predictions for next season. We'll check back with the chat to see if there's anything that we missed. And then I'll do a quick comic book thing, which, you know, we'll give people warning on it. So my prediction is first half of the season... of the next season is the war. I think it is concluded by episode 8. That is my prediction. And again, I don't want to get too into how I think the war is going to play out. I think you see one or two more major deaths from both sides. Mm. But I think episode 8, there is a definitive winner to this war.
Mm. So the war will be over by episode 8 is what
yes.
you're thinking.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. By the end of 8... actually, I'll throw one out, and because this is not coming from the comic books, because we've talked about the Scavengers don't exist in the comics.
Right.
I think Michonne takes out the leader of the Scavengers.
I can see that. I think a couple people were saying that in the chat.
They were saying that in the chat. Yeah.
Well, she hit on her man, so.
I mean, yeah.
In a weird way, I think Eugene's going to get some awkward power that, like, because he's been such a weak character to me,
yep.
I feel like in the next season, he's going to get some awkward power and become a leader more than what we think he will be.
Yeah. On which side?
Not on the good side. Not on the Rick side. On the Negan
side. Turned.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's going to turn a little bit. I think that'd be a great flip for us. Mm-hmm. And he gets like this extra power and like badassness that we don't even see in him.
Yep.
And maybe he cuts the mullet. I don't know.
No,
he's never going to cut the mullet.
He needs to cut the mullet at this point.
It's
the source
of all of his power.
Yeah, that's his Samson power right there.
Yeah. For me, I don't know about Eugene. I feel like because we've seen him on this flip side, it would be nice to see him kind of come back to sanity and the Alexandrians. I feel like that would be a nice redemption for him. I want to see us get back into a little more planning now that they're back in their home base before we go into the war again, and be able to have an opportunity for Dwight to make some moves. Mm-hmm. And Dwight's wife is around, right?
She's gone.
She's gone, but I mean, she's alive, though.
Well, as far as we know, no body's been found.
Right. But, yeah. So I would love to see something... I mean, I would love to see something with her come back around, you know, if she's able to do something because she's, you know, out of the picture and we might forget about her for a second.
Yep.
So I would like to see her next season, hopefully.
Fair.
That's what I have.
All right. Daryl, before we do our sign-off and go into the comic book spoiler territory, is there anything from the chat that they were saying we missed?
No. I mean, I think people are, like, still like Sasha and Eugene, so...
Okay, cool.
We're pretty good.
All right, awesome. Well, guys, we are going to do our sign-off, and then after that, we're going to get into a really quick, minor comic book-related conversation, and, yeah, we'll see you guys come October. And I don't think I want to know what they're saying in the chat, do I?
We'll leave that off.
All right.
Thank you, D. Baptiste. Teast, maybe? Is that his name?
I missed the name, yeah.
There
he is. T-Baptiste, yes.
Daryl, where can people find you?
Maybe at D-Baptiste. At Daryl Christon, DERRILCHRISTON.
Susanna?
Everywhere. And maybe on Susanna.
And next to me. You guys can find me at Susanna_Kim, SUSANNAH _KIM.
All right. This is John Carl, THEJOHNCARLE on Twitter, Instagram, and Whiskey and Waffles on YouTube. Real quick, let's just get a quick spoiler warning out there. I'm going to talk about the comic book stuff super, super quick. This is your last warning, guys. If you don't want to know what goes on in the comics, sign off.
There you go.
So the interesting thing that happens here is most of the stuff that we've talked about, this isn't happening in the comics because the Scavengers don't exist. So there,
right.
So there isn't the turning moment
Very
of somebody
true.
Screwing them over. So that's why I'm really interested to see who actually comes out in the war, because originally it was just the kingdom, the hilltop, and the Alexandrians versus the saviors.
And so in that, is it still Shiva that kind of pops off and saves the day? Starts it?
I don't remember the exact moments on it. There's some that that got alluded to by Ben with Gregory being a turncoat and everything like that. And, you know, there's some really cool moments on there, but it's a new, interesting dynamic because there is a partnership now on the side of the saviors where there wasn't before. So I just wanted to throw that one out there.
True, yeah. I hope we do get Gregory back.
Oh, we're going to get him. And hopefully we see him get gutted or have something terrible to him. But
Shiva's hungry, yeah.
Yeah.
Shiva got for the predictions that we were making didn't happen tonight. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the things that we thought were going to be big build-ups for this last episode did not happen.
Right.
But that's what's great about The Walking Dead, because that means, like, the first couple episodes of next season are going to be crazy. Yep. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Right.
Cool.
And people in the chat are saying the same things. They were like, you know, it's like, it's all-out war, but like a lot of things that were predicted before or what we thought were going to happen didn't happen.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They were throwing us off. They threw us for a whammy.
They did, yeah.
Well, again, I love when they take characters that are not in the comic and give them something meaningful to do, including adding a whole additional group of people, because that is a very different dynamic than those of us who've been, you know, reading the comics for the last, you know, 10 years plus. Right. So.
Especially when those people are going to turn on them.
Exactly.
Pause. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you guys very much, and we'll see you guys next season.
Next season. Yeah.
It's so weird to say that.
I right? know. It's, I know. It's over. It's the end.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.